Little Sara Mariucci was born on December the 31st, 2002 in Perugia, Italy, the second child of Anna Armentano and Michelle Mariucci. Sara was described by her mother as a loving and witty child. On the evening of August the 4th, 2006, like every other evening, Sara asked her mother to tell her a story, but that evening, her mother was feeling tired and told Sara that she would tell her a story tomorrow. Convinced that Sara was asleep, her mother was just about to leave the room when little Sara told the mother of her personal encounter with Mama Morena. While her mother cuddles her, Sara tells her mother a story in which she says that when she was little, she found herself in a place far, far away on a cloud with Mama Morena, who she describes as her other mother with blue hair and brown eyes. When Sara's mother had asked her if she would leave Mama Anna to be with Mama Morena, the girl responded with a yes. After little Sara falls asleep, her mother Anna is disturbed by what she had just heard, since there was no family member or acquaintance who bears that name. Who is Mama Morena? The following morning, while playing on the sandy beach of Stella Maris, little Sara spoke again about Mama Morena. Shortly after lunch, around 2:30 p.m., while the whole family was at the beach, little Sara and her brother Danielle approached some video games. Shortly after, her mother felt the urge to go look for Sara and found her passed out on the floor. It appears that Sara had touched a live wire, which led to her death. First aid was useless. It was an indescribable tragedy. Sara's funeral took place on the 7th of August at the Church of San Martino in Colle, in Gubbio. In the funeral home set up at the hospital, her father Michelle notices, behind Sara's white coffin, there was an image depicting the Madonna with a long blue veil framing her head. This is where he thinks back to what his daughter had told her mother the night before about Mama Morena. He then decides to do an internet search on the name Morena and discovered that in Bolivia, in Copacabana, there is a sanctuary dedicated to Our Lady Morena, and the feast day is celebrated on August the 5th, the exact same day in which Sara ascended to heaven. In September of 2006, Michelle and Anna, with their sister Rosa, went on a pilgrimage to Copacabana, to the sanctuary of the Madonna Morena, and bought back a statue as a gift to the parish priest of San Martino in Colle. Immediately after Sara's death, a series of miraculous events occurred, starting with the Mariucci family. It must be said that the family, at that time, was far from the faith. Sara's mother Anna had distanced herself from God after having suffered through multiple family problems during her younger years. Then, when her three-year-old daughter also dies so suddenly, Anna falls into deep despair and decides that she does not want to see her daughter's lifeless body again. Anna and Michelle were persuaded by a family friend who many years earlier had also lost a child. And it is right there, as they stand in front of Sara's body, that the miracle happens. Her mother Anna receives a grace and is convinced that her little one was taken to heaven in the arms of her dear Mama Morena. From that moment on, there were many extraordinary events and inexplicable healings attributed to Sara. Bishop Monsignor Cecobelli always carried a small image of the child with him. He gave one to a young Congolese priest hospitalized in very serious conditions in a hospital in Perugia. The young priest kissed the souvenir and placed it under his pillow. From that moment, his situation slowly began to improve. Bishop Mario Cecobelli also witnessed another strange event that took place in San Martino in Colle after a mass for the souls of deceased children. Among many balloons launched into the sky, a single white balloon stopped and came down next to the statue of the Madonna, and then near an olive tree dear to little Sara, where it remained suspended for 3 days. In 2007, another very strange thing happened. a Milanese photojournalist who came to the church of San Martino in Colle to photograph Anna with a photo of her daughter in hand, was left amazed when, after capturing a photo of Anna as she held a picture of Sarah in her hand, he noticed that the entire image was normal and only the part depicting Sarah's face was a perfect negative. The disconcerting thing is that by printing the photo in reverse or negative, Sarah's image becomes positive again. In the following years, then, many people claim to have gone on a pilgrimage to the girl's tomb and have received miraculous healings. The most sensational is that of a Latina woman named Luana, who recovered from a spinal cord tumor after a visit to San Martino in Colle. Doctors had diagnosed her with a spinal cord cancer. A few days before the surgery, Luana was invited by a friend to visit little Sarah's tomb. On the morning of December the 8th, the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, Luana attended Mass followed by a visit to Sarah's tomb. Upon returning home, the response from the latest MRI is disconcerting. There is no longer any trace of a tumor. Luana is healed. Another event is that of the white flower that had grown in Sarah's grandfather's garden. He had never seen one of its kind before. He had it analyzed by the Institute of Botany of the University of Perugia, and it was discovered that the flower was a stramonium, native to South America, very widespread in Bolivia, where the Madonna Morena is venerated. From that moment on, every year, in August, the white flower of Sarah blooms in his olive grove. Every year, on August the 5th, a mass is celebrated by the bishop in memory of Sarah. Furthermore, at the end of each mass, a special prayer dedicated to the little one, composed by Bishop Jacobelli, is recited. It becomes more and more evident that Our Lady has called Sarah to participate in a particularly special way in a plan of salvation for the whole world. Little Sarah Mariucci, prega per noi.